The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Says Omer Abaye. Abaye says, "Hashta the Amrit." Now that we said Siman and Milsi, a simen, a sign, is a thing. The Olam Yehiragil, the Mechazei Bireishat. A person should always be used to seeing. At least that's the Girsa that the Gemara has in front of us at the beginning of a year. A person should always be regular to see at the beginning of a year. Kara, the Ruvio, Karsi, the Silka, the Tamri. These things. Kara is perhaps squash. What are the next ones? Ruvia is perhaps carrots. Karsi is perhaps leek or cabbage. Silka is perhaps beets. Tamri is dates. And the reason being that these things are a good simen. Now, as I mentioned, first of all, this is something very well known. So the night of Rosh Hashanah, we eat simanim. We eat things that are a good simen. Now, I'd like to devote this shiur to discuss the idea of eating simanim, some halachas of doing the simanim, what should someone do if they can't eat the simanim, and the like. And I believe it will be shavah l'chol nefesh that everyone will find something new that they haven't heard perhaps yet before. Firstly, the Gemara says, the Girsa that we mentioned, a person should always be used to seeing. If you look in the Mesoras Hashas, he says, a person should always be used to eating these things. He says, Kein isa b'krisos, the Gemara in Krisos has the gears of eating. V'cheinu gears is ator. The Torah also has such a gears of eating. A person should eat these things. Amnam v'aruch isa l'mechazeh. However, the Aruch has a girsa to see these things. It's commonly known that the minug is to eat these things. Like Shulchan Aruch says, Shulchan Aruch in Simen Tov Kuf Pei Gimel quotes the halacha, "Adam Ragel Lechel Rishana," these things. A person should eat them, like the Torah says, Torah Shulchan Aruch say to eat. However, it's negiah to know that the girsa, there is another girsa, and there are some rishonim that have the girsa of seeing the mechzei to see it, and the nafkamina is if somebody can't eat these things, they are allergic or have some other diet or reason that they can't eat these things, there's still they could still be mekayim these rishonim, the opinion of these rishonim, by just having it, putting it on the table and seeing it. And with that, they fulfill this idea of a simen. Now, what are these things symbolic of? So Rashi says over here, "Tahani gadli the agil tfei mishai yirakis korat las yuvia talson," which the way they're undergoing in his Bira Groa and Shulchan Aruch explains. He explains Arashi that Arashi is saying that the reason to eat these things is because these things grow fast. And growing fast is a good simen. However, he quotes the Rashi Mesach Tekrisu says, some of these things grow fast, and some of them, the reason why to eat them is because they're sweet. Rishonim, and that is the way Shulchan Aruch brings it down, is that, let's say, for example, that David Raham says that when a person eats these different things, he should say different Yiratzayns. When a person eats Ruvio, when a person eats the last, they should say Yikarak Zadinein. If they eat Ruvio, they should say Yirbuzichu Yaisainu. So they say Ka'arsi, they should say Yichus Yaisainu. Trodim Silka, they should say Yisaku Aveinainu. Tomorrow, they should say Yitamu Aveinainu. So, these Rishonim, apparently are having a whole different idea over here. They are saying that the simon is that this name of these fruits or vegetables have something that it sounds, it makes it sound like a certain idea. And we say something that fits together with this idea. So that's really a whole nother understanding of the symbolism of eating these fruits or vegetables. Now, Shulchan Aruch and other Rishonim comes from other Rishonim, added another two. There's an Indian to eat apple, and we do apple dipped in honey, and also to eat the Rosh Keves or Rosh dog, to eat the head of a lamb, head of a goat, head of a fish, and to say near the Rosh below the Zanov. So first, to explain what the idea of those things are, and the other Rishonim add, to eat a rimoin. The Abu Jaham says, a person should also bring a rimoin, and say, Nir bezechuyayis ki rimoin. Says that the Abu Jaham says, the reason to eat a roish kavis or a dag, is because the pasuk says, Ve'yisa li roish v'loy lezanov. By the process, the Torah says you will be to the like a roish. Some of the also brings down a minig of eating fish, because dogim it multiplies a lot. Okay, what's the idea of having a tapuach, of having apple? So for that, there's numerous reasons. The Vilna Gaon in Bir Agra explains when the Rama says yesh noyagin. To eat a tapuach, to eat an apple dipped in honey. He says, just like Rashi says, that some of the things are sweet, so an apple is very sweet. So that's why there's a reason to take a simen, to take an apple. The Goyin says there's another reason. It says, Uchamasha kosav, kiveach, sode, which this, the way Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains, is really an addition, is an explanation to the words of the Maril. The Magen Avraham brings down the Maril, that the reason to eat the tapuach, the words of the Magen Avraham are in the name of the Maril, v'tapuach, excuse me, v'tapuach hu remez asod de tapuchin. Tapuach is a remez to a field, to an orchard of apples. Hayadua al pi kabbalah, which is known al pi kabbalah. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach explains what does it mean it's known al pi kabbalah, reach tapuch, and what's it referring to? He says, look in the Goyin. The Goyin says, chumash akosav kireya sode, the pasuk by the brachas of Yaakov, when Yitzchak Avinu gave Yaakov the brachas, and Parshas told us, he gave him he says, Re'ach mini kireach sode. He said, you, Yaakov Avinu, you smell like the smell of a field. Umetagimino, and the Targum says, what does it mean? The Yaakov Avinu smell like the smell of a field? He smelled like the chakal tapuchin. He smelled like an orchard of apples. So, hoye b'Rosh Hashanah kayadua, says the Goyin, that the brachas of Yaakov Avinu happened on Rosh Hashanah. So someone asked the Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Why is the Goyim saying that the brachas of Yaakov happened in Rosh Hashanah? Don't we know that Rashi in Chumash says that Yaakov Avinu got the brachas on Pesach night, Leviel Seder, the night of Tesvav Nisan, and he brought matzis and he shachted a Pesach and Yaakov Avinu. Kachli Shnei Gedoyi Izim. The Rashi is based on the Birkat of Elazar that he was bringing Pesach, a Karmen Pesach, and a Karmen Chagiga. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach answered, it's not Shver, it's the Machloikis, all the Midrashim, the Zoyar, which is printed in the Machzoyim before Tzkiyah, says that no, the Brachas of Yaakov Avinu were on Rosh Hashanah, and the only going is going like that Zoyar. Be that as it may, the minog is, they're very commonly known, to eat apple dipped in honey, to eat apple, to eat rimoin, pomegranate, to eat dates, to eat cabbage and squash and other things. Among eating, someone does have apple, dates, and pomegranate. So a person is supposed to make a bracha since it's not part of the suda, like the Magen Avraham says. It's not being part of your meal. And therefore you for sure have to make a bayar piya eitz, even though you made hamaytzi lechem in haaretz. And the question is, which fruit should you make a bracha on? If you look in Hilchos Brachos, the halachas are, you're supposed to lechatzchila, if you have a few fruits in front of you that you're ready to eat, you should make the bracha and the one that's on the Shivas Aminim. And among the Shivas Aminim, there's an order which ones come first. And as such, if a person has a date, pomegranate, and apple, the order would be, the first choice is to make a bracha on the date, second choice on the pomegranate, third choice on the apple. So therefore, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that if a person goes and is eating, has these three fruits ready to eat, they should either make a bracha on the dates first. If they don't have a date, if they just have a pomegranate and an apple, they should make a bracha on that pomegranate first. If not, if they wish to make a bracha on the apple first, To make the bracha on the apple, they only have to make one bracha, but to make the bracha on the apple and eat the apple first, then they should not bring the pomegranate and the date to the table. They should have in mind that they're going to eat it, but not have it there. He says, says, if a person doesn't want to change from the minig, hakadum, apparently there's an early minig to eat the apple dipped in honey first. Then don't put the fruits that come from the shivas aminim on the table until after you make the bracha on the apple. And you should have in mind when you eat, make the bayar piya eitz and the apple, that you're pattering the other things that you're going to bring later. However, others want to say that a person could have all of them on the table, and they'll make a bracha and the apple first. Make the bracha and the apple, eat the apple first. And the reason is, since there are special reasons and remazim special to eating an apple, so it's the geder chaviv. It's considered that it's more dear on Rosh Hashanah night. It's more dear to a person to eat the apple first. The Sefer Sefer Hanichas Oilam wants to bring in Asmachta that is from the Gemara and the Poskim that have Tamri, they don't put Tamri first. The Gemara has numerous vegetables and Tamri and dates. Even though you should really make a bracha and a itz before Adama, nevertheless, the Gemara puts Tamri last. Mashma, the Tamri could even be later. So it must be because maybe it is like a specific order. There's other things that are more dear, are more important, that are going to carry some weight to put other things before the Tamri. Perhaps you can say another reason, that since the minhag is to eat the apple first, so it comes out that he's not yet ready to eat the other fruits. Until he's going to eat the apple, he doesn't want to eat the other fruits. The only time there's a din to make a bracha on one before the other, to make a bracha on the Shivas Aminim before other fruits, is if they're equal. If you're ready to eat both. If you're not yet ready to eat, if you specifically want to eat an apple, you're not obligated to make a bracha on a pomegranate just because the pomegranate is there. Last but not least, I would like to mention the discussion of whether you should eat these simanim on the second night of Rosh Hashanah. So the Shari Tshuva brings down that he quotes the Al Yerab and the Machzik Brach, in other words the Chida, that say that even on the second night of Rosh Hashanah, you shouldn't do the simanim. The Mat Ephraim says some people even by day eat the simanim. However, there are those that say, the Bnei Yisoscha says that the idea of eating the simanim is specific to the first night and the first night only. There are reasons why the second night you don't have to have the simanim. So there's a machlokes. In short, there's a machlokes whether a person does make the simanim the second night, a person doesn't make the simanim the second night. You know, it's a suffix of a minig. There's room to be lenient if someone doesn't. However, perhaps we can give a little taste of understanding of why there's reason to do the second night or not the second night, and really there's other menhagim as well. So first, what is the idea? What is the chalal is the idea of doing these simanim? So the Chayy Adam says that there's a Ramban. Ramban in Parashas Lech Lecha says, Kol zeyas irin mishigot lemata simen zeh leyishtane b'shumponim. Whenever there's a gzeir in Shemayim, once that gzeir reaches the olam hatachton, our world, that simen will never change. For lechein yasu ha-nevi'im ma'isim ha-nevu'ais. Says the Ramban, that's why we find that Nevi'im would make an action, they would do an action that was symbolic of the nevu'ah that they said. And the reason was, because once they will do that action, they are making a simon in this world, and once they'll make a simon in this world, it's locked in that that Zayir won't get changed. So too, says the Chayy Adam, the reason for this eating of simonim is because once a person goes, if a person is gzeira on themselves, is for good, for this, to be a roish, to be a payer virava, to multiply, to have more children, whatever, all these simanim that are in klaisa, on the prat, on the cloud, once a person will make a simon, that gzeira will get locked in. So this reasoning, if this is the reason, it would seem that it could apply to any day that is a day of Mishpat. Any of the days are days of Mishpat. according to Svarim that say that this Mishpat is Din on the second day of Rosh Hashanah like the first day. For some people, the Din extends the whole Aseres Yimei Tshuva. To a certain amount, is Din on Hoshana Rabba. So therefore, the Minog and the Chassam Sofer's Yeshiva was that they ate the Simonim on the second night. They ate the Simonim also on Hoshana Rabba. And the reason is because whenever there's Din, there's reason to lock in these good ideas. If the idea is like the Ramban, this is the explanation for that minog. If the idea is to lock in the Gzeir, so whenever there's a din, any day that's a Yom Din, there's reason that there's possibility that hopefully the Gzeir is Letoiv, and we want to do a simon that will be a Zeicher, we do a nice in this world, and we'll sort of lock in that din that's Letoiv. There's already a Leket Yosher, one of the Rishonim, who said that all of Aseres Yimei Tshuva, a person should eat the Simonim of Rosh Hashanah. So again, the Chayyah, that's all, fits with this explanation that the idea is to lock in Agzeir and the Toiv. However, the Bnei Yisoschar, that says that it's after the first night and only the first night, perhaps he has a different understanding. Perhaps his understanding is not because of this Chayyah Odom, they were locking in Agzeir. But there's such a thing as a Simon and Milsa, that there's a Simon, it's the beginning of a year. To start off the year right. You have to start off the year on the right foot. There's a Simon. If it's start off on the right foot, then we'll continue. Nothing to do with Yom Din. Unrelated. Second day of Rosh Hashanah may also be Yom Din. Yom Kippur is also, with Erev Yom Kippur is also Yom Din. Sudam Afsakas. The Minhag Chasam Sofer is also by the Sudam Afsakas to eat these Simonim. Kippur is also Yom Din. That's not the idea. The idea is not the Yom Din. The idea is that it's the beginning of a year. It's the start of a year. A person will start off the year with a good simon, will have a connection, will be somehow a cause with a tefillah that a person says with it. It will be a cause that his whole year will be for the good. If that's the reasoning, then it only applies at night and only the first night of Rosh Hashanah. Maybe be all zoiche to have all these brachis and simanim l'toiva. Amen. Kein yehi ratzon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.